Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today, God going to talking to you.
今天早上神要对着大家讲话。
Through the nature.
通过大自然。
And through this sermon.
也通过他的话语，通过今天的道。
Because of God's word, that's why we have the creation.
因为神的话有了这大自然。
Because of God's word.
因为神的话。
God has created a new life in you.
神在你的里面创造了一个新的生命。
But you said, how come I have so much problem?
你就会说，为什么有这么多的问题在我的生活里面？
And you think problem is something, that is an obstacle.
你就觉得这些问题呢，都是你前面的一个障碍。
But after you become a Christian, that's a totally new story.
但是呢，从你成为基督徒的那一天开始，这个故事就改变了。
In the Old Testament, when problem come, and Israel will think God punished them.
在这个旧约里面呢，当问题来临的时候，这个以色列人就因为这个神在惩罚他们。
But after Jesus come,
当耶稣来临的时候
，and the problem is not a problem anymore. God love you.That's why he gave you a problem.
问题就不再是一个问题，因为神爱你，所以他就给了你一个难题。
Because Jesus took up all the punishment already.
因为耶稣已经为你承担一切的刑罚。
From now on, problem is not to punish you. Problem is for God to show you he loves you, you need him.
那从今天开始呢？这个所有的问题不再是一个惩罚，而是主耶稣要在你的生命里面显现出来。这些问题都是因着他爱你。
Yes, you heard it right. Problem coming to you is because God loves you.
那你听的是非常正确的。问题来到你的生命当中，是因为正是因为神爱你。
He loves you. He gives you a problem, so you can draw near to him.
他给了你这个问题呢，以至于你可以来亲近他。
You pray to him.
你可以来祷告他。
You know you need him.
你知道你需要他。
Problem is not to give it to you for you to deal with.
这个问题不是放到你的面前，就是要让你拼命去处理它。
God gave you the problem so you deal with God. Together, you deal with the problem with God.
所以神把这个问题给你呢，你要在神的面前跟他摔跤，同时要来处理这个和神一起处理这个问题。
That's why the Bible say, consider it pure joy when you have problem.
所以圣经里面讲呢，当这些试炼来临的时候，要以为大喜乐。
Because problem is not a testing of your faith.
因为这个问题是来试炼你的信心的。
Your faith in him will make a difference.
你的信心在他里面将会是不一样的。
We believe that he's a good God. He gives you a problem for the purpose of making you a better person, not a bitter person.
他是一个好的神，他给你问题就让你成为一个好的人，不是一个毒的人。
That's why James, when you have trial of many kinds, you should be happy because God is closing in on you.
所以在这个雅各书里面讲呢，就是百般的试炼临到你的时候，你要满以为大喜了，因为这是神在训练你。
You will draw near to God.
你会更加的亲近神。
You draw near to the center of blessing.
你会亲近越来越离这个祝福的泉源。
On the contrary, problem or challenge or hardship is a blessing.
所以呢这个反过来就是这个问题挑战啊，都会成为你的祝福。
That's the teaching of the New Testament.
这就是新约圣经的教导。
In the whole chapter of 2 Corinthians,
格林多后书的有整个一章里面
，is talking about problem.
就会讲到所有的问题。
The whole book is about problem.
甚至整本书卷都是在讲问题。
Paul talking about48 problems in his life, and all this becoming a blessing at the end.
保罗讲到，在他的生活里面有四十多个问题，这些呢问题都会成为了他祝福众人的祝福。
48 different problems in his life He's talking about category, not talking about individual problem. And all his life is full of problem and also full of power from God.
那他讲到四十五个不同层面的问题，虽然不是四十五个单单的问题的，他但是呢，同时借着这个就是说，让神的能力彰显出来。
Let's look at the blessing of problem.
我们就看看这借着问题所产生的祝福。
The first blessing is that in Second Corinthians chapter 1:3, it says here, the God.The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who will comfort you?
就这里讲到呢，就是愿发慈悲的父赐各样安慰的神，在我们一切患难里面呢，要安慰你们。
When you are facing problem,
当你面对问题的时候
，He'll comfort you.
他会来安慰你。
Not only comfort you,
不仅仅安慰你
，He'll give you the power to overcome.
而且他给你这个能力能够来胜过他。
Because you believe in him, you know all things work together for the good.
因为你相信他，你就会相信万事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
As a Christian, God will cause all things to work together for your good according to his purpose. That's a purpose in your problem.
作为一个基督徒呢，神会允许万事相互效力为你来为这个爱神的人来效力，是这里有一个目标的，有一个目的的。
The purpose always good.
那这样一个目的呢是好的。
Why? Because you are God's children.
为什么？因为你是神的儿女。
How many parents want something harmful happen to their children?
有多少的父母要想坏的事情临到他的儿女呢
？Not even one thinking.
没有一个。
All for the purpose of loving the child.
所有事情发生都是为了爱这个孩子。
God is a father.
神是一个父。
He loves you more than you think.
他爱你远超过你所想象的。
It's nothing you can do to make him love you more.
你不能做任何的东西，添加任何的东西，让他更加的爱你。
Or less.
或者更少的爱你。
Because he loves you, he gives you the problem.
他让这个问题发生。
This problem.Will bring you back to him.
会这个问题会让你来亲近他。
Then you know, hey, I go astray. I already in the wrong path. I'm coming back.
你会知道哦，我现在行在这个偏行记录，我现在需要回来了。
God loves you when you are good.
神在你好的时候，他爱你。
God loves you more when you are bad.
神在你坏的时候，他爱你更多。
In Christianity,
在基督的信仰里面
，God chose you.
在基督里面，他拣选了你。
In Ephesians, God chose you become His children, even before the creation of the world.
在以弗所书讲到，在这个创世之前，他就在基督里拣选了你。
It's not because you chose Him, because He chose you.Before he even created this universe.
并不是你拣选了他，而是他在创世之前已经拣选了你。
And Christianity is the only religion talk about God chose you. You don't choose a religion. God chose you.
那这个基督教的信仰呢，是唯一一个信仰，就是你不是你自己来选择，而是神选择了你。
Another religion is talking aboutSome religion talking about you must do this. Some religion.
那有一些宗教呢，就说你必须要做这件这样的事。
Another religion say you don't do this.
那另外一些宗教说你必须不能做那些事。
One said you do this, one said you don't do this. You're confused.
有一些说你要做这个
you're confused.
你不能做那个，你最后呢，你就会糊涂了。
But Jesus is simple.
那耶稣是非常的简单。
Very simple.
是非常简单。
You don't do this. You don't do this.
你不做这个，不做那个。
Because everything is done.
但是对神来说呢，所有的都成了，都做好了。
When Jesus went to the cross, the last word he said is finished.
所以在这个十字架上最后一句话，他说成了。
God has done everything for you. You don't have to do no things.
神把所有的事情都做成了，你不需要做任何的事情。
Jesus said, just come to me. Everything is done for you. The heaven's ready for you. You believe me? That's eternal life. You don't believe me? That's up to you.
所以耶稣讲呢，我一切都做成了，你来到我的跟前的人，你就有永生，你不来到我的跟前的人，那你自己要负责。
Your life is in my hand.
你的生命在我的手上。
This life is not temporary, that's on earth.
那这个生命不仅仅在地上短暂的一个生命。
On earth, it's just a blink of your eye, you know, suddenly it disappears, you finish.
在地上是很短暂的，说一瞬间就过去了。
And your life actually is not here, that's not your home, though your home is up there.
那在地上不是你真正的家，你的家在那里，在那里。
It's eternal.
是永恒的。
This is only the first, not even the first page.
在地上，这是第一个章节，甚至连第一个章节都算不了。
Just the title page.
啊，就是好像一个一个第一页。
The Bible said the real chapter is starting in heaven, eternal life in Jesus Christ.
圣经里面讲，真正的这个书卷展开是在天堂里面。
Once you believe, everything is done for you.
当你相信的那一天起开始呢，你所有生所做的一切都做成了。
You don't have to be say, "Hey, I must be good before I believe Christ."
你不需要成天仅仅讲说，我必须要足够的好才能够来。
I must don't do this, so I'll become a Christian.
那我必须不能做这个，我就要成为一个基督徒。
God said, "You don't have to do anything. You just believe, then I give you the new power to live your Christian life."
所以神说呢，你不需要做任何的事情，你只要相信，他就把新的能力赐给你，你要开始一个新的。
Then you can do this. You don't have to do this. Now you have the power to do the right thing.
然后你就可以做这个，不可不做那个，因为你有能力可以做这个正确的事情。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为那是圣灵的能力。
God give you the new power.
神给你这新的能力。
To live your Christian life, you don't have to be good. Once you believe, you will be good.
活出一个基督徒的生活，因为当你真正相信的时候，你就会活出一个好的生命。
You don't have to be good to deserve the kingdom of God. The Bible said.You don't deserve it. When you are sinner, I love you. God demonstrates His love for us.
不是你配不配得新的生命，而是因为神说我已经爱了你，在他的十字架上彰显了他的大爱。
God's love is that you don't deserve, but I still love you. That's the grace. That's called grace.
那神的爱呢，就是说你不配，但是我还是爱了你，这就是神的爱。
God's love is grace. That's why Christian, the most important thing is.You must have grace on other people. God grace you, you grace other people unconditionally.
说的神的大爱在恩典里面表现出来，是神给你恩典，你也要对别人有恩典。
And everything is done in Christ. Everything is yes.
在圣经里面一切都成了。
In Corinthians chapter 1 at the end, it says, "In Christ, everything is done is yes. You don't have to do no thing.All you need to do is enjoy your Christian life.
所以你要做的就是你要来喜乐的享受你基督徒的生活。
The Holy Spirit give you a new heart.
那圣灵呢，给你一个新的心。
This new heart now you can do the right thing.
这个新的心让你来做新的事。
If you depend on yourself to do that, you'll never do that because you are only human.
那如果你要靠着自己，你要做这件好事，你永远也做不了，因为你仅仅是一个。
Once you believe, you become a spiritual being that is God's children. Now, the Holy Spirit is in you. The Bible said, the Spirit come in you and change you.
当你相信的时候，你就成为一个属灵的人，圣灵就住在你的里面。这个时候呢，圣灵就来改变你的生命。
Corinthians chapter 4 talking about the Spirit is the law. The law come into you, then it will transform you through the Holy Spirit.
所以格林多后书第五章呢特别讲到，就是那个灵就是主，那主的灵在哪里，哪里他就让你做改变。
You cannot change yourself.
你不可能改变自己。
But God's Spirit in you can change you, transform you, because you believe you have a new spirit.
那所以神的灵呢在你里面能够来改变你，因为你有一个新的灵。
I give you one example.
我要给你举一个例子。
Once upon a time, a heart surgeon change the heart of certain people.
但有一次呢，我就讲一个例子，就是有一个心脏病的外科专家呢，就来移植心脏。
That's called heart transplant.
那就叫做心脏移植。
It's very tough.
是非常难的一个手术。
My father is a surgeon, but he is not a heart transplant. But he told me, heart transplant is really, really tough. You have to be very intelligent.
我的父亲是一个外科大夫，他说这个。心脏移植手术是最麻烦的，你要非常非常的聪明。
And at one point, this famous heart surgeon changed the heart of a patient.
有一次呢，这个有名的心脏移植专家呢，就移植了一个人的心脏。
Then when the person wake up after the surgery,
当这个人从这个手术台上醒来的时候。
When he woke up, the first thing he said is, I want to eat McDonald's. Big Mac.
第一件事情他说我要去麦当劳吃这个。
His wife told him, you never like McDonald's.
他的太太告诉他说你从来不喜欢麦当劳的呀。
You don't even know what Big Mac is. You don't like it.
你不知道那里面是什么你从来也不喜欢的呀。
He said, I don't know why I like to eat Big Mac.
我不知道为什么我想吃这个Big Mac.
And the surgeon have a history of the old heart, the new heart.
那个
It's a donation.
心脏专家呢他知道这个捐献的这个心脏人的这个病死。
The heart is a younger man, he loved McDonald's.
这个心脏呢是一个年轻人，这个年轻人特别喜欢吃麦当劳。
Once you change your heart, your person change, your character change. Now you like McDonald's because of the new heart.
就告诉他呢说，因为你的心脏变了，所以你的好多胃口也变了，你现在就喜欢麦当劳了。
God is a real surgeon.
那神呢，他是一个。真的外科专家
supernatural surgeon
他是一个超自然的
he give you a new heart
他会给你一个新的心
to change your character
他要来改变你的品格品性
you cannot change it only he can change it to give you a new heart to love to do the right thing
那他要来这个改变你的生命让你做成为一个新人做新的事
You never like to do the right thing in your life.
在过去呢，你从来不喜欢。
You try. You try many times.
你就是试了很多遍。
You fail.
你就不成功。
But Jesus said, "When if anyone's in Christ, you are new creation."
所以耶稣讲呢，有人在基督里就是新造的人。
The old has passed.
旧事已过。
The new has come.
都变成新的了。
Your new creation.
你是一个新的创造。
You love God.
你就爱神。
You love to do the right thing.
你就爱做。
You love to love your wife.
你就喜欢爱你的太太。
Even your wife give you a hard time.
谁让你的太太常常让你不愉快。
By the same token, right? By the same token, reverse this world is the same.
Is that from your experience? okay, joking.
The love becoming unconditional. You never have this love before because God gave you a new heart, new power. Now you can love unconditionally.
这个爱呢，变成了一个无条件的爱，因为神是有无条件爱的，所以他现在把这个给你，你就可以无条件的爱别人。
The Bible said you can change not by yourself, only by Him.
所以圣经呢讲，你会改变，不是因着你自己的能力，而是因着他。
Who gave you a new heart?
他谁给了你一个新的心
？Which the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
Now you can follow him.
那现在你就可以来跟随他。
Before you follow the world.
那从前呢，你在跟随世界。
Now you follow him.
现在你在跟随他。
Because of problem, you come to Jesus. You said, Jesus, I take you because I know you can solve my problem. Once you become a Christian, it's a blessing.
所以因为这问题呢，你就来寻找神，让神来解决你的问题。当你成为一个基督徒呢，这问题就变成了你的祝福。
The greatest blessing is become the children of God.
那最大的这个祝福就是成为神的儿女。
Not the children of Bill Gates.
你不是，你成了比尔盖茨的儿子。
Not the children of Lei Ga Xing.
你不要成为离家，不是说成了离家成的儿子就。
Because they all die, we all die.
啊，他们都会要死死掉。
We cannot carry to eternity, but God bless you because you are God's children. Now you inherit the kingdom of God.
那现在你就成为神的儿女，继承了神永恒的产业。
It's much, much, much more than the earthly treasure.
啊，它比地上所有的这个财宝都要重要。
That's why you are blessed.
所以你就是被祝福。
The problem bring you to Christ.
那问题就把你带到了神的。
The problem become a blessing.
所以问题成了一个祝福。
And God not only when you believe Him become a blessing, when you are encountering problem is a blessing too. Why? Because God is the Father. He going to use the problem to change you.
不仅仅是你相信了他成为神的儿女成为祝福，而且神让问题临到你，借着问题呢，神也要更加的祝福。
He going to use the wrong people do the right thing for you.
神能用这个不好的人、不对的人做对的事情对你。
All you need to do is trust him.
你要做的呢，就是单单的来信靠他。
Keep on trusting.
啊，继续的信靠他。
No matter what.
不管什么事情发生。
That's why Corinthian, when Paul faced the problem, what did he do? He said, one thing is that God going to comfort me. I'm close to God. And also, another thing is that chapter 1,Verse 9.
所以特别讲到呢，发慈悲的父，受想要来安慰我。完了以后呢，在第九节就讲到。
The problem is so large. Paul talking about one of the problems so large. He thinks he's going to die.
啊，有一个问题呢，如此之大，他自己觉得心里断定自己是必死的。
He prayed to God.
他就向神祷告。
And he relied on God.
他就靠着神。
He did not rely on himself.
他不是靠着他自己。
And it turned out,
完了以后呢,
the purpose of this problem is to let him totally committed rely on God.
让他呢, 就是更加全心的来依靠神, 来这个, 来全心的向着神。
So that is in the tradition of the New Testament. When the problem you cannot solve is a good thing.
所以当一个问题你不能解决的时候呢，那是一件好事情。
Because you are down to God.
那你完了以后呢，你就怎么 down to God?
Down to God. You are down to God.
接地气。哦 ,OK, 你现在呢就脚踏实地的要。
God is the only thing you have.
因为神是你唯一有的。
If your problem is not a problem,You will depend on the money, you will depend on people, you will depend on your authority. But when the problem is so severe, you are down to God.
当一个问题呢是你能够解决的，或者靠人能够解决的，靠你的金钱可以解决的，那就不是一个问题，你就去找人找钱找什么。但是呢，真正成了问题的时候不能解决，你就来找神了。
God is the only thing you have.
生就成你唯一依靠的。
Basically, you are down to nothing.
你完了以后呢，什么也没了。
Only when you are down to nothing, you say, God, I need you.
你但是什么都最后低到 不能再低了。
Most people will have problem. They will, you know, depends on money, depends on people, depends on boss, depends on this and that, but none of them work.
那好多时候呢，我们就依靠人，依靠钱，依靠老板，依靠这个，依靠那个。但是呢，发现一切都不工作了。
But all these are temporary changing.
那这些东西呢，都会变化的。
The boss say, "Hey, you did a good job. I raise your salary."
那个老板就说，哎，你工作不错，我来提升你。
Next month he said, "We lay off everybody. You're gone."
下一个月他说我们不得不裁员了，所有的人都得裁，你也得走了。
He's only human. He's cutting his costs.
那他只是一个人，他要把他的这个支出要减少。
God is different.
神是不一样的。
God's in control of all the jobs.
那神呢？他所有的工作，他都在他的手心。
He's in control of the whole universe.
在整个的宇宙都在他的手心之
中。In control of your life.
那你的生命也在他的掌管之中。Maybe we go to the shed.
You're not in control.That's okay. They can see okay. me better.
Okay, good. 都不在你的手心里面。
You are not in control.
你是没有在掌权。
You cannot even control tomorrow.
你连明天都不能掌管。
Tomorrow your boss tell you this, your wife tell you this, you cannot control.
明天呢，你的老板说这个，你的太太说那个，你都没有。
Tomorrow you have heart attack, you're gone.
啊，明天可能有你有心脏病复发，你就不见了。
All the money in the bank, what are you gonna do?
那在银行里面所有的这个钱，你要做什么？
It's temporary. This is temporary.
暂时的。
Why you focus on the temporary when God say focus on the eternal thousands of years?
那为什么你要眼睛集中在这个暂时的事情上，而是在那个千万年的永恒里面不集
中？ The blessing is thousands of thousand years with God. That's only joy and peace in heaven.
那个祝福在那里呢？在天上是千万年的，是吧？平安喜乐都在那里。
God want to give this gift to you, become the children of God. That's too good to be true, right? Yes, it's too good to be true.
神要把这样的祝福赐给你，你听起来好像都是不真实的。是的，他听起来就是超过真实的。
Because believing Christ is a grace. Grace means you don't deserve it. He give it to you.
因为你相信耶稣是完全的恩典，完全的恩典就是说他你不配，但是对你。
Don't need to, okay. That's okay. Don't worry about that. Okay.Let's concentrate, okay?
He's on fire. He needs more fire.
Concentrate.
I'm okay too.
The sun is good. The sun is good.
Hallelujah.
And the important thing is, the Bible said here, not only God will come close to you to comfort you, when you have problem, you can depend on him. The problem is, the problem of human being is that you are the real problem of the world.
那当我们有问题的时候呢，不是以罪性来说不是一个问题，你会接着问题，你会来亲近的。就是真正的问题呢，是你自己。
Because you try to solve it yourself.
因为你老想自己来搞。
The problem never meant to be solved by yourself. It's solved by God with you.
因为这个问题呢，它从来就是不应该你自己来解决，是要神和你一起。
The Bible said only God can solve problem.
那圣经讲得很清楚，就是只有神才能真正解决问题。
Even a small bird falling down without God's will, it won't come down.
就是一个小鸟要掉在地上，没有神的允许是不会掉在地上。
When you are parking, if God don't bless you, you won't find a parking spot.
那你先在那个地方找个停车位，如果神不允许，你找不见的。
All things is in God's control.
那所有的事情都在神的掌权里。
You say, I never encounter this. Why? Because God loves you.
你说你现在没有遇到这样的事情，因为神爱你。
Because everything is under His control. That's the Bible said. Even a bird without God's will, it will not come down. There's no accident. No accident.
包括小鸟掉到地下，那是没有什么是偶然的。
Everything happened to your life for a purpose.
所有的事情发生在你的生命里面是有一个目的的。
Every problem is a blessing, so you will come to him because you say, I cannot deal with this. Let him deal with this.
成为一个祝福，因为你不能解决，你就会来依靠他，他就帮你解决。
So, you say, is it true?
所以呢，你就说是真的吗？
Look at the detail.
你看看这些细节。
This is from God.
你这个是从生来的
look at how many are there.
你有多少这样的
Even we have so many scientific achievement, nobody can produce an organic leaf.
不光有多少的科学技术的发展，没有人能够造出一个树的叶子来。
Artificial, this only, man can only make artificial.
那人只能造出那些塑料做的那些
人造的。Look at all this tree.
你看看这些树，这些花草，这就是奇迹。
You cannot even do this. What else can you do?
那你不能做这些，你还能做什么呢？你别的你能做吗
？So the Bible wants you to know you're only human.
所以圣经让你知道你不过就是一个人。
You need God.
你需要神。
You need to come back to Him.
你需要来到他的跟。
You need to rely on Him.
你需要来依靠他。
When you rely on him, you see him.
你依靠他的时候，你会认得他。
Because God loves you, but if you don't love him, God come to you. If you don't come to him, it's nothing.
那神爱你，他会来找你，但是你不来到他的跟前，你什么也不是。
You say God doesn't know a lot of things. I don't think God knows everything.
啊，你觉得哎呦，神不是什么都知道的。
But the Bible said, even your hair.
所以圣经讲呢，即使你头上的头发。
Every hair.
每一个头发
He knows how many are there every day, every morning.
每一天他都数过你头上的头发
Do you know?
你知道吗？
修神的神 know how many hair in here?
事实上不知道牧师头上有多少头发。
Nobody knows. You don't even know yourself how many hair are there.
你也不知道你自己头上有多少头发。
But the Bible said in Matthew, in Luke, God count your hair. He knows your how many hair are there.
他数过你头上的头发。
God knows everything about you more than you know about yourself.
神认得你的每一个细节多过你认得你自己。
That's why when you come here today, it's not by accident.
所以今天你来到这里也不是偶然。
God wants you to give a message.
因为今天神要让你来听这个信息。
You need to come back to me.
你要回到神的身边。
You come back to grace. When you believe there's a grace, but when you live your Christian life,According to God's love, that is a better grace, more grace.
啊，所以神要让你明白他的恩典，按照他的恩典来生活，接受他更多的恩典，更好的。
God doesn't want you to miss the grace.
神不要让你那个错过他的恩典。
Grace means more than love.
那恩典就是说比爱更多。
Grace means God has favor on you, God has power for you, God.Want to give you everything, even when you don't deserve it.
恩典就是他的恩宠要来领导你，他的能力要来领导你，他好事情要领导你，即使在你不配的时候。
When you say, "Okay, I'm always read the Bible, always pray," that's why I come to God. God will bless me.
你好的时候说，哦，是因为我常常读圣经，我常常祷告，我来到神的面前，所以神就祝福我。
That's true.
是真的。
Elvin, do that.That's good. You should follow him. But our God is different. Our God is when you are bad, he still loves you. When you are bad, he still gives you his grace. Means you don't deserve it. You are becoming unlovable. He still loves you. The purpose is not to...Spoil you.
那这个目的呢，不是要来让你这个冲坏了，被冲坏了。
God wants you to know His love is unconditional. He wants you to come back. He loves you until you are lovable.
他的爱呢是这样无条件的。
He loves you until you are lovable because you know what love is. When you feel the love, God's love, many times.You know, even I'm bad, he still loves me.
他爱你，知道你自己觉得你可爱。
So the second thing is about the problem is first, God will comfort you. Secondly, you will rely on him.
那第一个呢，就是他要来安慰你；第二个呢，你就来依靠他。
When you rely on him, everything is possible.
当你来依靠他的时候呢，方式都有可能。
With man, it's impossible.
对人来说这是不可能。
With God, everything is possible.
对神来说，方式都有可能。
You know, God knows everything about yourself, even your thinking right now.
那神对你的一切他都知道，甚至你的思想。
He knows everything.
他知道你的。
In detail.
他每一个细节都知道。
Because he created you.
因为他创造了你。
Like an artist create a painting, he knows everything about the painting.
就像一个艺术家画了一幅油画，他知道这个画里面的每一个点滴。
So God knows about you.
他认得你的一切。
And he knows what you're thinking.
他知道你在想什么。
So God wants you just do one thing.
他要你做一件事情。
To come back to his love.
就是要来到他的跟前。
And what's the result? The result is tremendous.
那这个结果呢是超乎我们所想象
的。The Bible says here,
圣经呢
when we rely on him, don't rely on ourselves. When we rely on him, if all our heart, don't rely on our thinking, then something happens.
当我们的神呢就是我们来依赖我们的神不来依靠我们自己的时候呢有事情要发生。
2 Corinthians chapter 1:10, then he will,
在格林多后书第一章第十节特别讲到
He said, remember, once you trust me to deal with this problem, this hardship, whatever you have right now,
要记得，
Remember,
当你把这个交托个生让他来处理这件事情的时候
Remember, in the past, he has delivered you.
要记得曾经他救你脱离了死亡
He, you remember when you believe God, God has delivered you before.
你要相信曾经你在 信他的时候他已经来拯救
了 Even a non-Christian, when we pray, God will come and deliver him.
甚至一个不信主的人在他祷告的时候神也是会救他的
When you first believe, God delivered you.
当你第一次相信他的时候他就救你
You knew God has done amazing things for you.
你知道他在你的生命里面做了一件非常奇妙的事
But this problem, you bring it back to your first love, means at the beginning, you have to depend on His grace again.
所以呢，就说你自己呢，再次的要回到起初的爱，就是要再次的来依靠。
Don't focus on the problem. It'll make you depressed.
不要眼睛只是盯着你的问题，它会让你沮丧。
Focus on God.
当你来盯着神的时候
，and He's in control of the problem.
他所有都在他。
God not only has delivered your problem before.
他不仅仅是过去曾经拯救了你。
And He will deliver again.
那今天他还是要来拯救你。
And He will continue to deliver.
而且他要继续的来拯救你。
God is a God.Of love, He's consist God. God's love is unchanging.
神的爱呢是永不改变的
Never can be reversed, unchanging.
他的是一个不改变的爱，你不会让
The Bible said His love for you is today, tomorrow, and yesterday, today, tomorrow is the same.
圣经里面讲到他的爱，昨天、今天，直到永远都是一样的
So when your problem, you don't deal with it yourself, you pray to God.Then you deal with God first, then you deal with the problem.
所以当你有问题的时候呢，不要来自己要去处理它，你先要来到神的面前，你先要跟神要做这个处理，完了以后一起处理问题。
The problem become easy.
完了这些问题呢，变得非常的容易。
Because to God there's no big thing, always easy thing.
那对神来说没有很大的问题，只有小问题。
For you maybe that's a big thing, for God it's a small thing.
对你来说是一个大问题，对神来说是一个小事情。
Remember, we are human.
你要知道，我们只是一个人。
He is God.
他是神。
We are limited.
我们是有限的。
He is unlimited.
他是无限的。
We are temporary. He is eternal.
他是永远的。
You are being created. He gave life.
我们是一个受造之物，他是赐生命。
He is the creator.
他是创造
者。Our help is from the creator, our Father.
我们的生命，我们的头脑。
Not only Creator, now in the New Testament, is your Father.
那不仅仅是创造主，而是我们的父。
You don't have to worry. This is your Father.
不需要害怕，不需要担心，因为这是我们的父。
He loved you. He demonstrated His love by sending His Son, and died for you when you were a sinner.
就是他把他的爱在十字架上显明，让他的儿子，在你是罪人的时候，就为你死在十字架上。
You say, how can I come back? I'm always down the road, too far.
你有时候说呢，我在这条路上往下滑的已经太久了，我怎么才能回来呢？
And God loved a sinner. And remember the parable of prodigal son?
你要常常的记得神爱罪人，常常要记得浪子回头的比喻。
And Peter asked God, how many times I should forgive this person?
那彼得就问主呢说我要原谅我的弟兄要原谅多少次呢
Jewish tradition is three times
那这个犹太人的传统呢就原谅他三次
But Peter really exaggerated seven times
那彼得呢就很大方就说七次可以吗
Jesus said not enough seven times 70 times
但是呢耶稣讲呢
If God teach us to forgive people, seven times 70 times means forever. Seven means forever. Will He forgive us forever?
那神教导我们呢，就说要七乘七十个七十，就是说，永远宽恕的话，是不是他会也永远宽恕我们呢
？When you are bad,
你在坏的时候
，You say I'm really bad.
你说我真的很糟糕。
That's good.
那是一个好事情
Because it's time to come back
你就是要回来的时候了
You are a prodigal son.
你是一个浪子。
You squander all the money.
啊，你把所有的资财。
You are down to nothing.
啊，你最后呢就。
You have no God. Now I declare I have no God.
你甚至也说我要宣告我不信神了。
When you say I'm no God, God is watching you.
当你说你自己不信神的时候，神也在看着你。
God is watching the person who screams there's no God.
那神呢，看着每一个向他说神不存在的人。
God loves you. He loved the person screaming.
神在那个在那些人在那个大尖叫的人大声呼喊的人。
It's about time you come home. About time you come home.
时候回到了回家了。
Your father is waiting for you.
你的父亲在等着你。
And you said, I have no power to do that.
你就说，哎呦，我没有这个能力做这件事。
Yes, you do.
你是有的。
All you need to do is pray.
你唯一需要做的就是要祷
告。The Bible said, when you pray, repent.
圣经讲，当你祷告，当你悔改。
The Holy Spirit come to you.
圣灵就来。
Give you the power.
圣灵就给你能力。
To follow him again.
你再一次的来跟随他。
And the Bible also said in Corinthians 2, this power is not from you.
圣经也特别讲到，在这个哥林多后书里面，这个能力不是从你而来。
This surpassing power is from God.
这个超过我们所求所想的能力是从神而来，要把你带回家。
God give you a problem.
神给你一个问题。
Also, he put his hand under the problem.
他把他的手也托着这个问题。
You can never fall.
你永远也不会
掉到。Because his hand is under.
因为他的手在下面。
He just want you to come back.
他就是要让你回来。
To come home.
要回家。
To enjoy the eternal life.
要这个享受这永生
to receive love, joy, peace, money cannot buy.
叫接受从他而来的喜乐平安和这个
love, joy, peace, money cannot buy.
这是钱不能买的。
At the end of Corinthians, Second Corinthians,
在哥林多后书的最后一章
the Bible said,
圣经特别讲到
My grace is sufficient for you.
他说我的恩典够你用。
My grace means my favor, my blessing, my good thing is sufficient for you.
他的恩典够你用，就是说呢，他的恩宠，他的能力，他的一切好处够你用。
He loves you.
因为他爱你。
That's why he gives you favor.
所以他就给你恩宠。
He only have a good thing for you.
他只有好的东西要
给你。 He's waiting for you.
他在等着你。
God has a gift waiting for you to come.
他有一个礼物要给你。
If you don't come,
你不来拿。
He cannot give it to you.
他不会给你。
It's not he doesn't want to give it to you. He wants you to have a freedom to choose him.
他不是说不要给你，他要给你一个自由呢，让你来选择他。
You choose him before.
你曾经选择了他。
Then you choose the world.
那又选择了世界。
Then you can choose God again.
那你很可以回来再选择神。
It's a matter of choice.
那因为这是一个选择的事情。
God want you to choose.
神要让你来选择。
You're not a robot. God want you to use his love to attract you.
那神呢，因为你不是一个机器人，所以神用你的这个他的爱呢要来吸引你。
God respect us so much you can resist him.
那神呢太尊重我们了，你可以来拒绝他。
Because we are not a dog.
因为我们不是一个木偶。
A dog is different.
Dog
is different.
一条狗，狗是不一样的。
It's no choice.
那狗是没有选择的。
The master said, throw this, okay, get it, and the dog will run.
那狗呢，就是说它的主人扔一个球出去，你去把它拿回来。
He only obey out of obedience, no choice.
它只能做这个顺服的事情，没有别的事情。
But God respect us as children.You have your free will. You want to choose him, choose his love. He wants the love is two-way, mutual, not one-way. There's no such thing as one-way relationship, always two-way.
那神就给我们一个儿女的自由，这个选择永远是双向的，他没有给你一个单向的选择，因为他很。
So encourage you, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以我要来鼓励大家，神说呢，我的恩典够你用。
My power is made perfect in problem.
我的恩典，我的能力在你的问题上显得完全。
God will give you the power to face the problem then the problem becoming a blessing because you go back to God. You solve the problem in God's way. That's the best way.
所以呢，神通过赐给你的能力，你来处理你的问题，神让这个问题成为一个祝福，因为你回到了神的身边。
Then that's why we should love problem.
所以呢，我们这个时候我们要喜欢神给我们的问题。
Because when we have problem, we pray to God. God will solve the problem for us. And when you are down, God is strong.
所以呢，当问题来了，你借着神处理完了的时候呢，你就变成一个刚强的人。
Problem make you strong.
问题让你成为刚强。
Now you know you are only a creature, only human.
你现在就知道你只是一个被造，你只是一个人。
You cannot do everything.
你不可能做所有的事情。
You will die.
你会死。
You are temporary.
你是暂时的。
This is not your home.
这不是你的家。
We have a better home up there.
我们在那边有更好的家。
Which is a heavenly eternal home.
那是永恒的天上的家。
We have a better inheritance, not just a house, not just money. We have eternal inheritance in Jesus Christ.
我们有更好的产业，不仅仅是今天在地上的一个房子和地上的金钱，我们有永恒的产业。
You are not children of Donald Trump.
你不是这个川普的孩子。
You are children of an eternal God.
你是永生生的孩子。
Trump will die, you will die.
川普要死，你也死。
And God will make you alive.
那神会让你活着。
In Jesus Christ.
在耶稣里面。
With all the blessing in the heaven.
这是所有的祝福。
Now you can have it. Come back and repent and say God.God, you love me?
主啊，谢谢你。
I receive it. I love you.
处理一下，先那个 Zoom, 阿们 Zoom 断了，处理。
不用了 ，finish 了 ，we finish.
来来来，谢谢。
So that's all we talk about. So who anyone,
没事，我们不觉得。
Will God will look at problem? God will do things in purpose. He give you something for a
purpose.
He give you something for a reason.
真的，说不定他也会有什么领受。
Okay, interpret.
Anna,
God give you a problem is to bless you. God give you a
一个问题是要来祝福你。
God give you a blessing to bless you. Everybody easy, understand?
神给你一个。恩典是要来祝福你。
God give you good thing to bless you.
那神给你好的事情让你。
No, the Bible said, all thing, even the bad thing, will God give it to you for purpose.
不仅如此，圣经讲呢，万事效力。
The purpose is good. It's good.
是要让爱神的人得益处。
According to His purpose.
是按照他的旨意。
And the Bible said.Rejoice in the problem because problem can produce grace on your life.
所以呢，我们在困难里面要有大喜了，因为这个困难让我们呢结出好的果子了。Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.